Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. Last one to know, last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
Garth Brooks is your artist of the day.
And I'll be okay.
What was that?
I think that was me going, ugh. Okay.
Not a fan.
Here's the thing. I never really thought that song was that great to begin with. But going to as many as a very large Kansas City Royals fan as I am.
Yeah.
Going to game after game after game during all those years when they were terrible and insisted on playing that song in the middle of the sixth inning every game, when by that point the game was wildly out of reach anyway, I associated that song with sucking.
With losing.
Jeez.
I think we all have a song, and when you hear it, you cannot get to the radio fast enough to turn it off or down because of what Will just said. Everybody has that one song.
Oh, yeah.
If what
not,
is it?
If not multiple songs.
Oh, I have a whole catalog of them because I was a karaoke DJ.
Yeah.
So it ruined a lot of music for me.
I'm sure that one came up a lot doing karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Quietly tell Sam yours.
Oh, there's so many.
No, I'll tell him one. Okay. Off the air. I'll give you one. Will, you get one up for you.
A song that...
Just like... You hear it, and it's like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Get me to the dial quicker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot.
Get out of my way. I'm racing for the dial.
Yes.
I'll get mine real quick here. This is easy for me. What's the name of that stupid band?
And not like the ning, 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 Fox song, because everybody hates that. It's got to be one that, for whatever reason.
What does a wolf say?
Or like a breakup song.
Yeah, there's no real rhyme or reason why you should hate it, except for some sort of, there's just something about it. It's like it hits your ear wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting mine up right now.
And I'm going to, normally I hop ahead to the chorus to make it more recognizable.
Of course.
But because of the purpose of this bit is the song starts and you reach for the knob, I'm going to start for the beginning.
Okay, go.
I like that song! One more try?
Yes, on paper I should like that song. I do not like that song at all.
George Michael?
Yeah, I know.
This has everything about it that you should love.
I agree. For whatever reason, this song just hits my ear wrong.
I've had enough of danger.
Oh, you have lost your mind, Will Starrett.
I know.
Will Starrett.
There's no reason for it. I can't explain it myself. I have no idea why I can't stand that song.
Give me just a little bit more. I love that song.
Is he your artist of the day tomorrow now?
He might be.
All right.
Looking out for angels.
And this is 2 o'clock.
Just trying to find some peace.
Oh, that's a good one.
He had so many great records. That was not one of them.
Here's mine.
Yes.
Dude, worst song ever.
Now, is it the song or just that recording of it that's the problem?
I think it's all of it.
Times I feel I've got to run away, I've got to
I like
punch you in the face.
I like the original version of that song fine.
Okay,
but I'm not a huge fan of the soft cell version. I don't like it.
All right, what is Dana's?
You're going to like it.
Oh god, I hate that song too. Thank you, Dana. I need to come in there and
is
hug you now.
On blondes?
So, was there four or five of them?
Yeah, I think there's four.
Oh, I can't stand this song. It was very popular when I was working as a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Every damn drunk woman in Lawrence would go, trying to get up. I'd like to sing that song by Four I started, this true story, I started saying that track broke and we don't have it anymore.
You know why every damn drunk woman started singing that song, right? Because the lead singer sounds exactly like every damn drunk woman.
Yeah.
For a revolution.
I had a woman say to me once, well, can I just sing it a cappella with no music?
No.
And then what do you say?
No.
The mic's broken too.
You absolutely can. The exit is right over there. The outside would love to hear
you
that.
You can go out into the parking lot, scream that all night long.
I'd file a noise complaint as soon as they walked outside, too. Wow. You're welcome to sing that in your car.
But again, in another life, I probably, it wouldn't bother me. But because I had to hear it again and again and again, if you look up most hated songs in the U.S., there is one on this list that also belongs on my list. And it's because I think I have such a negative impression of her. If I hear Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus, that song makes me want to wreck my car.
Let me play you one of mine and tell me if you agree.
Okay.
When this comes on 80s on 8, I'm out.
You're gone.
Totally gone.
See, that's the way I am about...
Who's playing this?
I hate that song.
Not me. I have no part in this. It has to be Sammy.
It is so annoying.
It's pretty annoying. Although...
All right. Wait. Let's do this. Guilty pleasure song.
Oh.
That when it comes on the radio, you're supposed to hate it, but you play it. You play it all the way through.
This is more tough than normal for me because when it comes to music, I have no concept of shame. So, like, you know, a guilty pleasure, I don't have the guilty part about a lot of it. But I think...
Think about it. I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first. Hang on. I'm just waiting for the video to play through. Tell Sam yours so he can get it loaded up. This is the one song, when it comes on the radio, you're like, you know... I'm supposed to hate this song. Everything about me is supposed to hate this song. But I play it. And I play it all the way through. Here's mine. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place.
Yeah.
Knee deep in the hoopla.
That makes most of the list for see other people's hated songs.
I love because, that stupid song.
Because it's so cheesy. You're supposed to hate it.
I don't even know what he says there.
Marconi plays the mamba.
Don't you remember?
It's bad. But I don't turn it off.
That's a good song.
I
but
like
I get
that
it.
Song.
On paper, that's supposed to be way too cheesy for you.
Way too cheesy.
Which
on paper.
Is kind of in line with my pick because. Anyone who knows, you know, my history with all the soft rock and things like that, I should on paper hate this song, but I don't.
Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
I love LMFAO. I'm not even going to lie.
Lose your mind. Everybody just have a good time.
Clap. You like this one?
Yes, I do.
That's your song, man. Yeah. That's your jam.
That is a jam of mine.
All right, real quick, we gotta get to the break. What is Dana's? I hear it on the radio, and I shouldn't like it.
The entire Bee Gees catalog, and I mean the entire catalog. I am a super fan. I will crank it, but if I'm in a red light, I will turn it down if my windows are down.
And then you don't want anybody to know.
Yeah, but then when my car starts going again, I crank it up. Oh, that's good.
That's good stuff right there.
Man, it turns green. You may look the other way.
What, great or awful?
Awful.
Nope. Nope, we can't agree.
This is Christmas everywhere.
Well, come on.
No. No, don't you come on me.
Come on.
No. Wow. Phrasing on myself. Sorry. No, do not try that on me. That is Yacht Rock Gold.
And the pleasant lights are looking pretty. Kansas City, I'll be there.
Go to the very end where he goes, Kansas City, I'll be there.
It's
Christmas in Kansas City.
Kansas City.
You like that?
Yeah, because it's very Christopher Crossian, and therefore I love it.
Okay.
I know that man, because we've had people write in and
Brad
call him
Millicent,
before.
He passed.
He
God bless him.
He loved this town.
God bless
and
him.
And he has left us with that song. And every time of the year it comes on the radio, I stop and I think, you know what? That was given to us as a gift by this man who loved this town. And I try to embrace that gift.
There's a warm feeling here, lived through the year. It's like nowhere else I've found.
Okay.
Because it's Christmas.
I don't need to embrace the whole thing.
What?
Just embrace a little bit of it. I'm good.
Oh, I'm embracing that with a big old bear hug.
In Kansas
City. That's a stone cold jam.
This is Christmas.
Okay, that's good.
Everywhere.
That's good. I'm good.
I don't understand what your problem is with that.
I'm just playing the song.
I understand, but Dana's over there. Dana's over there acting like, you know, like we've committed some heinous crime.
I'm good.
By appreciating the gloriousness of a song that makes me feel like I'm riding on an ocean breeze as I cruise through the plaza at Christmas.
And the pleasant lights
are so pretty.
Looking pretty. Kansas City,
okay. Speaking of the plaza, have you heard there
what?
Is a pop-up bar on the plaza for Christmas? I didn't even know this was a thing.
Because when there's not enough places to go drink?
It's a pop-up bar, Scott. So it just pops up. And when you, and I know you're not a bar guy anymore.
No.
When you see the explosion of Christmas inside this space, they have Home Alone on all of the screens. Toggle left and right. It is the most stunning indoor Christmas display you've ever seen.
Oh, look at that.
The waiters and waitresses are all dressed up like elves. They have a very limited special cocktail menu. And you go in surrounded by an explosion of Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And I assume it all goes away, you know, January 1. And we went Friday night. It was a blast. You have to have a reservation to get in, or you're going to be standing outside.
Did you get hammered?
No, I only had two, but they were strong. And there was a line around the corner to get into that place.
I think this sounds great.
They've got happy Christmas tunes playing, huge decorative Christmas ornaments.
By happy Christmas tunes, do you mean...
The people are busy shopping.
I only hope
there
so.
There's caroling filling the air.
Caroling filling the air.
Horses are pulling carriages.
Okay.
Around the piles of square. Yes, it's Christmas in Kansas.
Hey, this is Brad Millicent. Shut up.
And the snow is falling down.
Want a drink?
The piles of lights are pretty.
This cat's hard to catch. We're going to talk with Kenton Felmley in just a moment. KU student who is nothing short of a lifesaver. But let me just paint the back picture here for a second if I can. There is a 10-year-old girl in St. Louis who is a gigantic St. Louis Blues fan. And she had... cancer, was it?
Very rare autoimmune disorder.
Okay.
She's actually 11 now. You remember her name is Layla Anderson. Anyone who saw any of those stories, you will never forget Layla.
And we've played you the clips of Layla when there's a knock on the door and her mom opens it. She's like, oh my God. And there are two St. Louis Blues players there because Layla's like a huge St. Louis Blues fan.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of adopted her and took her under their wing. And they came to their house to give her a Stanley Cup ring. But she needed a...
bone marrow transplant.
Bone marrow transplant. And a guy named Kenton at KU, just an ordinary student, just minding his own business, decided to see if he was a match for anybody. Turns out he was a match for Layla in St. Louis. And he donated his bone marrow. She received it. She is, by all reports, doing great. And this young girl and this 19-year-old KU student had the opportunity to meet this weekend. And it was something that tears are made of.
I just want to say thank you for the second chance at life. I don't know where I'd be today without you. Thank you.
You mean the world to me, and I love you, and I'm so happy that you're okay. That's all I could ever want. I was okay if you never wanted to meet me, as long as I knew that you were okay. And I waited 6 long months to hear that, and here you are. You're okay.
Okay.
They gave each other the biggest hug, and I'm telling you, I have watched that video, and I cry every single time they embrace on that stage. It is the most beautiful moment between two human beings, an 11-year-old and a 19-year-old, who are now bonded for life, Scott.
Kenton. Kenton.
Hi, Kenton.
Yeah. Hey.
I cannot watch that without crying. I cry every time.
I didn't even watch it. I just heard it. You have a 48-year-old grown man in tears.
You know, I've got to say, every time I watch it, I'm right there with you. And it's been great getting to know Layla, but I still cry every time.
When did you give the cheek swab? Because I've done it. I'm a Be the Match donor. I haven't gotten the call yet. Do you remember how long ago you gave your swab?
Well, first I want to say, you know, thank you for joining the registry, because that's the first step for everybody, you know, just being available and making it so that there can be potential matches. I had my first cheek swab done probably 2 or 3 weeks after I turned 18, which is how old you have to be to join the registry. So I would say back in April of 2018, almost May, I got my cheek swabbed.
And then you get a call that you are a match, and they don't tell you at that point who you are matched with, but someone needs your bone marrow, right?
Correct. So if at first they said, you know, you're a preliminary match, meaning that there could be multiple matches, but then they do some more lab work and try to figure out which one's exactly closest. And I got that call maybe 2 or 3 months after I had my cheek swabbed, which was really, really fast.
And never, Kenton, in a million years, could you have guessed it was this famous 10-year-old girl in St. Louis, Missouri?
No. I was actually really, really surprised to learn about her. I actually hadn't heard about her when they knew who she was. I typed her name into Google, and, I mean, the results just exploded. She was everywhere and such an inspiration to everyone.
So you spent the weekend with her and her family in St. Louis. Tell me what that was like.
I did. It was absolutely just amazing. Like the video that you guys saw, I first met her at the event, and that was something that was really hard for both of us to do, living so close. You know, she's only 3 or 4 hours away.
Yeah.
But the weekend was amazing. I think the highlight was probably meeting her and then going to a Blues game together, and meeting all of the wonderful players that she calls her best friends.
How were you received? Because they love her. So I would assume that they love you too.
Oh, absolutely. Several of them were there actually at the event. And, you know, I went for a handshake thinking, you know, wow, these guys are celebrities. You know, this is, you know, just go with a simple handshake. And they just pulled me in close and gave me just the warmest welcome. It was really amazing.
What was that moment like right before you walked out on stage? I mean, that is a life-changing moment, I think, for you and for Layla and her family. What was it like when you walked out there and first saw her and got to hug her?
Oh, absolutely. It was really, really hard to wait until my time to go up. I had a certain cue. They played kind of an intro video describing me, and I was supposed to wait until it was done. And it was really hard not to just run up there right away as soon as I saw her and just, you know, say hi and wrap her in a hug.
Did you get to see her before the event? Or this was like the first time on stage, this is the first time you guys ever met?
That was the first time we had ever met.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and it's actually the first time in Be The Match history that they've let a donor and recipient meet in under 12 months from donation, which we were both very, very happy about. We actually met, around 9 or 10 months. So it was something that was really, really exciting.
One of the things I wondered, Kenton, before I read about your backstory, and I said this to Scott on the air a couple weeks ago, I said, you know, she's got this bone marrow donor. And then we heard that maybe it was a KU student, someone around age 19. And I said to Scott, I wonder if that is on the very, very low end of people who sign up on this registry. You are very young to have raised your hand to agree to do this. Can you tell people a little bit about your backstory and why you thought it was important to sign up on the registry?
Of course. My father has common variable immunodeficiency disorder, or CVID. And it basically means his body doesn't produce antibodies. And so he's constantly getting sick, and he can't fight off any illness the way a regular human should. And so when I was younger, I would see him all the time sick and asleep, and he never really had time for family. And he still has it. It's a lifelong disease that will affect him through his whole life. And seeing the way that it affected my family and taking him away from us, his kids, who I know he wants nothing more than to spend time with, it hit me when I was old enough to realize that it wasn't a choice that he made. It was something that was really affecting him. It hit me, and I realized I didn't want other families to have to go through that. And that's what pushed me into, you know, pursuing a career in the medical field. I'm at KU studying pre-med right now. When my teacher in high school actually donated bone marrow and I heard about Be The Match, I immediately wanted to sign up because I recognized it was a way to help a family that was in a similar situation to mine.
Kenton, you're a lifesaver. Do you know that?
A lot of people tell me that, and you know, I don't feel like it because to me, I just feel like a regular who stepped up and said, you know, I was given the gift of a regular life. Why not share it with an 11-year-old girl?
You don't feel like a hero?
I can't say that I do. I think if it wasn't me, I'd probably say that whoever did save Layla was a hero. But for me, I think I just haven't. I don't feel worthy of calling myself a hero.
Well, you got a whole lot of people listening right now that would disagree with that, Kenton. You are so humble and kind, and we're so happy that you were able to be the match for this little girl. It's just been an inspiration to watch these stories, and I hope people listening will hear what you've done and the way you have helped save Layla's life. And all you got to do is go to bethematch.org. I think the cheek swab takes about 10 seconds to put in that envelope and send it off. And you just never know who's on the other end of that donation and who you have the opportunity to help out.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the simplest things I think I've ever done. And it was really, really easy. It doesn't take a lot of time or effort. And it can mean so much to people out there who are really suffering in a way that a lot of us don't understand.
Well, Kenton, can I say something to you, young man?
Of course.
You make me want to be a better human being. And you saved a life. And you changed a life. And I just hope, and I know you're being humble, and I'm being a big baby. And I just hope that you recognize today or tomorrow or somewhere down the road, what you did. You saved a life. And may God bless you always.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You be good, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, you take care.
Go ahead.
Please, I don't want to cut you off.
No, I was just going to say, thank you guys so much for having me on the show, and thank you for your kind words. They really do mean a lot to me, and I know I made friends, and I think that for all the publicity that I've received, I just want to say, you know, go out there and I want to share with other people that Be the Match really does help turn, you know, ordinary people into like you said, heroes. I think people who can save lives, and that's really amazing. So I think
you're amazing.
If anything, I owe most of it to Be the Match for everything.
God bless you, brother.
And you as well.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you for the second chance at life. I don't know where I'd be today without you. Thank you.
You mean the world to me, and I love you. And I'm so happy that you're okay. That's all I could ever want. I was okay if you never wanted to meet me, as long as I knew that you were okay. And I waited 6 long months to hear that, and here you are. You're okay.
Hear the Chiefs sent their equipment to the wrong location.
The better story is was it CBS that put up the photo of Andy Reid that wasn't Andy Reid? Have you heard this?
No, I haven't heard about
that. You know, on the backdrop, that was hilarious.
You know how, like, there's people that'll dress up at Halloween as Andy Reid.
Sure.
There's from KCK, Eric Stone Street dresses up as Randy Reid. CBS does
Which
a whole
really
thing
funny.
On this backdrop, and it's not Coach Reid. And someone on Twitter screenshotted it, and it went viral as this blunder.
Let me see.
They're saying they did it on purpose. I don't think they did, because the photo in the background of those two commentators is not Andy Reid. Like, if you squint and you've had a couple glasses of wine from far away in your living room, maybe you would think it was Andy Reid. Isn't that hilarious?
Who are those cats?
I don't know. It was during the CBS broadcast. And then did you hear...
Oh, that's Phil Sims.
Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend had to be moved because the fans were being so awful to her at the game. Security had to come get her and move her along with Patrick Mahomes' brother.
Why?
Scott.
You know, my brother, years ago, when he was in college, he and a bunch of buddies went to Denver to watch a Chiefs-Broncos game.
Yeah.
And my brother, I think he still has it, was wearing a Joe Montana number 19 jersey. He said he had never been treated as awfully in his entire life as he was when he walked into Mile High Stadium wearing a Joe Montana number 19 jersey. He said it was the worst.
I think a lot of it comes down to where you're sitting. You can end up sitting next to fans who are respectful just as easy as you could end up sitting next to fans who are awful.
Well, but I've been to like a Nebraska game when we sit next to fans of another team. I was at KU not too long ago when they played K-State, and the fans were, well...
Just some
good ribbing.
Ribbing,
you know,
but nothing
whatever.
Terrible.
Minus the jerk from K-State behind us who was an awful human being, but... Everybody was just having a good time and, you know, just kind of goofing on each other a little bit. But, I mean, we weren't throwing batteries at each other. We weren't getting into a position where somebody's girlfriend has to be removed. I mean, that's beyond the pale.
And she said it started almost immediately. Somehow they figured out she was his girlfriend, and then there we go.
Okay, because Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend, I know she's been in like a Nebraska Furniture Mart commercial or whatever. She could walk in this room, I wouldn't know who she was.
Oh, I would know who she is.
If you're on Twitter, you know who
yeah.
she is. She is.
She's very active on. She's very active on Twitter. And you know what? The Patriots organization should reach out and apologize to her and to Mahomes' brother. Because if that happened here, you would be mortified that somehow that's how
horrifying.
Your city is.
Absolutely.
Behaving.
That somebody's girlfriend walks in. What if their parents walked in? This is a stupid game.
I know.
We're throwing around pigskins. What are you giggling about in there?
Because it's just gotten suddenly very dramatic.
Well, let me know when you find your heart.
Great
it's the
song.
Music. The music has made it very dramatic.
Huh? The stars above. For a moment. It's a great song. All the world was right. That song makes me sad but happy at the same time. Hey, we got to run. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, great to have you with us, buddy. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow, too. Have a great night. Be safe. And be good.
The way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.